Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
We have Conor, Conor Halbert, who wrote that letter to the Irish Times the other day. He's on the line. Good morning to you, Conor.
Good morning.
How are you? Thank you so much for taking our call this morning. You wrote the letter to the Irish Times. I spelled it out to listeners here just a few moments ago. Can you give us an idea of your world and why you kind of decided to put your story out there so publicly?
Yeah, I mean, just to put it in perspective, went through a bit of a breakup, so you have to find a house quite quickly and... you know, you go from a relatively stable environment to, you know, jumping on DAFT and the like. And as I mentioned in the letter, right, I come from a pretty privileged background. I'm one of those folks working in tech here in Dublin. And it was on the heels of just after one viewing, an organization, a company contacted me the hour before and are like, can you come see the place? Not even that much, not even in so many words. They're just like, can you get over here right now, effectively? And the listing is completely deceptive. You guys are well aware the housing stock here can be, it can be hit or miss, right? But they invited maybe 20 or 30 folks, like 5 o'clock, straight after work, right?
20 or 30 people going around.
Yeah. Okay. And we're all standing around here looking like it's the Hunger Games. And then you actually go into the place, and it's a completely deceptive portrayal of what that listing was. So coming off the heels of that, I go home. This was sort of me reaching out and doing my very best to express my frustration with the situation and in the best way that I could, right? From the prism of my own existence is how I described it in the letter.
Yeah, you're American. How long have you been here, Conor?
I've been here since September of 2022.
Okay, and you obviously saw a future for yourself initially in Dublin, presumably in your career.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have done some backpacking in the summer of 2017 and seen Dublin for the first time then and, fell in love. Of course, it didn't hurt that the sun was going down at 9 p.m., but loved the people, loved the city, thought it was such a vibrant place. And at the time, I wanted to be a lawyer. But not there long after, I decided, why don't I find a career that works well across borders? That's how I arrived at tech.
Yeah.
And it was sort of called a 5-year dream that culminated in me moving in September of 2022.
And we've loads of jobs here. So, and obviously your career would work very well here if you could find the housing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you now. I have found the housing. I found a room. It's exorbitantly expensive.
Have you? Okay. Can we ask how much?
Yeah, it's €1,100 a month before bills.
Okay. So you're paying €1,100 for just your room, is it? Is it a house or an apartment?
Yes, that's correct. It's just a room in a small house in Drumcondra.
How much is the rent for the whole building? Are you're obviously with other people there?
Yeah, so it'd be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I'm not exactly aware for how much my roommates are paying. I haven't even effectively moved in yet. I can't move in. It's not until next week that my lease starts.
Wow, you're paying €1,100 for the room, but doesn't include bills or anything like that.
Correct. It's a good spot. Don't get me wrong. But what I was saying earlier is your sort of floor of what you can expect to pay to have your own room before you're going to be sharing with somebody else is probably somewhere between $750 and $800. And again, the quality of room that you're going to get, even at the bottom, having your own room is starkly different than what I'm paying for.
And the quality of the rental accommodation you're saying is poor.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely.
That amount of money, obviously, you've already pointed out you're in a privileged position. It's extortionate, isn't it? You don't see a future here with figures like that.
I don't. It is indefinite, right? My job, my primary focus is the EMEA market, more focused on London, right? I'm not going to turn tail and run just because I ran into a little bit of, personal hardship and had to move house. But it is, affording a house in Dublin, there isn't anywhere else that I'd like to live in Ireland is not nigh on impossible. It can be done, right? But over the course of, 20 years, I'd be buying my house you know, my mid 40s. I don't see that long-term future here, primarily and almost exclusively because of housing. Otherwise, there's so many great things to love about this city and this country. But it is a foundational blocker for folks that are around my age.
What are the good things?
I think perhaps the best thing about the city and this country is the people, or are the people, I suppose. I've met some incredible friends, a lot of whom have actually moved because they're on to greener pastures in London and in Australia. And then in Ireland on a sunny day, you guys know yourself, is unbeatable, right?
Yeah, when we can get it.
What's rare is wonderful. What is rare is wonderful.
So you're hearing the same from colleagues, are you, about housing?
You know, with my job, it's not a particularly big organization. A lot of folks are Irish. A lot of folks wouldn't be in Dublin. But, you know, I went to school at Trinity. I have a lot of friends that are from outside of Ireland. I think ultimately what they're trying to do is advance their career, which is this is a great place to do it. But their time horizons are similar to mine. Now, there's cultural differences there, right? I think it's easy for an American, and in Ireland, we have such cultural affinity that it would be easier for me to stay in many ways. But most of my friends do not anticipate staying. It's just a question, too, are the guys from London, is my good friend from Australia, are they going to come back?
Yeah. Where exactly are you from in America?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. What's it like there to rent?
You know, it's increasingly worse. I won't lie to you, right? Like this is a problem that's across the entire Western world. With that being said, it's still the median price of a house is much cheaper than here. And then the quality of the housing stock, because it's a newer area of the world, is much better. But we're increasingly seeing the same problems with homelessness and folks, you know, getting pushed out on the margins that are happening here in Ireland. But without being too cavalier, you'd almost expect that out of America sometimes, right? Like, we do have that reputation of being a country for the rich, and then, you know, everybody else just kind of scrapes by. It's disappointing in Europe to sort of see the same thing that's more California, San Francisco-esque.
The same thing happening to Dublin.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, it's tough. We're not going to settle this morning, but I wish you well, and I hope you do manage to stay. Is there anything to be said for all this remote working and maybe moving to a more rural part of Ireland? Or is it just you're 28, you want the city life, I presume?
Yeah, I think I expect to, even when I'm 40, right? I mean, who knows where life will take me, right? But the white picket fence out in the suburbs isn't for me. So, and the same goes for rural living. I know that's great for a lot of folks, but I enjoy the chaos of Dublin. I enjoy the chaos of big cities. Wherever I'm going,
we
next,
give good we'll chaos.
Be a city.
Dublin provides good chaos. It's just not
Certainly
quite right
does.
At the moment. Listen, thanks so much for sharing your story, Conor Holabert, and for writing that thing for the Irish Times. You've illustrated again the personal stories behind all of the stats and statistics and so on, even though you're coming, as you're saying, from a privileged position. But you give us hope as well. You've pointed out the good things, so you have a measured look.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Look after yourself. That's Conor Holabert there from Phoenix, Arizona, and now living in Dublin, wants to make his future here. And can we make it happen? Can we just knock heads together and sort things out?
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.